Aircheckdownloads.com. The Sound.
The Sound of Essex. Together, we can make a difference. BBC. BBC Essex.
George McRae and Rock Your Baby. Good morning to you. Welcome to BBC Essex. Welcome to the Sunday Morning Faith programme with me, June Woolerton. It's lovely to have your company on this very sunny Sunday morning. And it's lovely to be back to have a chat. Thank you very much indeed to Ian Wyatt for two lovely programmes over the last 2 weeks. And Ian brought the summer weather with him, didn't he? Because almost as soon as he sat down in this chair a couple of Sundays ago, the sun began to shine. And we're well and truly into summer now. We've got a very warm day ahead of us here in Essex again, but lots to keep us talking about between now and 10 o'clock. Now, just after 7, we're going to be having a chat with Joe Nice and Kyle Davison. They are both members of Open Table. The Open Table Network community, a group that's part of a UK-wide network of inclusive Christian communities, and we'll be having a chat with them about Pride Month. June is Pride Month. You'll have seen rainbow flags in every town and village across Essex. So we'll have a chat with Joe and Kyle about that just after 7 o'clock here on BBC Essex. And then just after 9 o'clock, it's music time. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing. But if you adore music or belting out a tune, our chat just after 9 o'clock is just for you. One of the most popular options on the Daily Hope telephone line has been turned into a course which churches can run. So to find out more about hymns that we love, we'll be chatting to the woman who wrote the course, Pippa Creera. That's just after 9 o'clock here on BBC Essex. And then just after 8 o'clock, we'll be talking about change. After nearly two centuries, the United Reformed Church in Brentwood is to hold its last service. On Saturday, the 8th of July at 2:30 in the afternoon, that final service will take place at the URC on New Road in Brentwood, and the doors will close for the final time. It's because of falling numbers at services, and the church also says the average age of members is going up. And they don't see that keeping the building open is sustainable for the future. So we will find out all about that and a big change in the Brentwood church community just after 8 o'clock when we have a chat with URC church elder Ian Davison. Lots more news from the pews. It was lovely to come into a big pile of magazines and lots of news from parish groups right around the county. A real summer feel, as you would expect. So we will share news from the pews with you as we go through the morning. And the folder is here. I got the folder out. That was the first thing I did when I came in this morning. I got the folder to see how neatly those forms had been filled in. Oh, they're beautiful. Ian White did a marvellous job of filling in all those A to Z grids. That has set the bar for me very, very high indeed. I will try and be neat. I will try and follow Ian's lead, but the subject, as always, is down to Nick Hull, and Nick Hull will have another A to Z for you this Sunday morning.
Aircheckdownloads.com.